Justice Department considering ban on transgendered people owning firearms. By Matthew Boyle on September 4, 2025. Senior officials at the U.S. Department of Justice have held multiple meetings in recent days to consider a possible federal ban of transgendered individuals from owning firearms, Breitbart News has learned. Multiple sources familiar with the matter, including one official inside the DOJ, confirmed to Breitbart News that the Office of Legal Counsel, OLC, which advises the Attorney General on legal matters, has held several such meetings since the tragic shooting, allegedly by a transgender individual, that killed two children at a Minneapolis Catholic school and injured 21 others. This legal question of banning firearm ownership for transgendered individuals would focus on whether these people suffering from gender dysphoria are in fact mentally ill and therefore should be denied firearm ownership while they are unstable and unwell. It would be a major escalation to see the federal government curtail Second Amendment protections for a big group of people. But in the case of transgendered people, it is a place that many believe makes sense, which is why some top conservatives, such as Turning Point USA's Charlie Kirk, have said the government should do this. Democrats have called for common-sense gun laws for a long time. "This seems pretty common sense to me," a source inside DOJ told Breitbart News. While any decision is not yet final, the fact these meetings are happening seems to suggest there may be movement inside the Justice Department under Attorney General Pam Bondi towards taking some kind of step here. Vice President J.D. Vance visited Minneapolis to meet with families of the children the transgendered alleged shooter murdered last week, and with the recovering victims who lived. Vance's opponent in last year's election, the 2024 Democrat nominee for vice president and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, has made Minnesota a trans refuge. Walz has, in the aftermath of the shooting, called for more gun control generally. And Vance said in response that people want to stop the shootings that keep happening. "I'm not going to tell the Minnesota lawmakers or the governor exactly how they should respond to this tragedy. I think that there's a strong desire from across the political spectrum to do something so that these shootings are less common," Vance said.